Okay, line up now for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a city in India. It's located in the state of Maharashtra. Mumbai is there too, some 90 miles northwest of the city we want you to name. It's a city that's sometimes called the Oxford of the East because of its many colleges and other educational institutions. Its name is derived from the Sanskrit word punya, which means virtue. And here's one more clue. Until recently, a company was making manual typewriters at a factory there. That's history now. We'll tell you more after we name the city, just ahead. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're focusing on an Indian city some 90 miles southeast of Mumbai. The answer is Pune. That's where the world's last maker of manual typewriters had its last factory.
Actually, the last one rolled out in 2009.
Milind Dukli is the general manager for Godrej & Boyce, the company that made the machines. As he said, the factory stopped making manual typewriters a couple of years ago, but they still have some in stock.
We are still selling the last ones produced, so we have about 200 machines left to be sold.
Of those 200 manual typewriters still left, only about 20 have English letters. The others are in Arabic. The typewriter was once a symbol of India's modernization and independence, and for decades typewriters have been widely used around India. But as the country leapfrogs into the future, computers have been steadily replacing manual typewriters. And in the last decade, Godrej & Boyce found a shrinking market in India for their machines.
Most of the production, almost 70% of the production post 2000, I would say, was exported to Africa, Middle East, and the Southeast Asian countries. These were used by maybe educational institutes or some UN-funded education programs where people used to buy these machines and maybe distribute to people. That was the market.
Dukli says that nobody is surprised by the demise of manual typewriters, but he points out that the humble machines have hung around much longer than expected.
The irony was when I joined the company in 91, people said it's going to be over in the next 3 years. But it continued and continued till 2009. So the writing was on the wall for the last 20 years. But, it took more than expected time frames.
Now Godrej & Boyce is looking beyond manual typewriters. Dukli says the company has retrained employees to make refrigerators and state-of-the-art vending machines, two products that will probably never go out of style. We had a great response yesterday to our GeoQuiz texting game. If you're not signed up yet, you can do so now and have our GeoQuiz sent right to your mobile phone. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866. We'll be playing again later this week. Again, just text GeoQuiz to 69866.